This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This time, a big Halloween work week, actually. Maybe some fun out there. It is the DJB Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen behind the controls at our Uplink studio in Washington, D.C. And the only missing piece is the D. And the D is Dougie. And Doug Steffen out. He's actually on vacation all week long. He's traveling his way through Italy. Have you ladies heard from him at all?
Last night he sent a picture of his grandson Miles in his Halloween costume, which was very cute. So we posted that on the DJV Facebook page, and that was the he seemed in a very good mood. So I guess Italy looks good on him so far.
He can at least function with the emails in Italy. So
yeah, well that's true too.
So what a weekend! I had a Halloween party this weekend, and that was lots of fun. And of course, I spent the last three nights watching the World Series. And it's been a good series. These two teams are evenly matched, but I am a Dodger fan. I live in Los Angeles. And last night's game, I actually just had to walk away and go to bed because this one lasted, I think, almost 5 hours. People were still posting on Facebook about it after 10 o'clock. It started at 5 o'clock local time. And the Houston Astros were able to steal what looked like a Dodger-dominated game from the beginning. So their series lead is 3-2 over the Dodgers, who won on Saturday at Minute Maid Park. The Houston Astros guys are just incredible at home. Since the hurricane, they've won, their home record has been unbelievable, and they had an 8-1 record at Minute Maid Park in the postseason, so they only lost that one to the Dodgers on Saturday. But did you guys get a chance to see any of the games?
I was watching it last night, and it was still tied when I had to go to bed. I had to give up around 11:30 last night. I couldn't handle it anymore, but oh man, I was really hoping that I'm rooting for the Dodgers too, and I was really hoping that they would pull that one off, but I guess not. So it's making for an interesting series.
Back and forth. And this one, really, no joke, it was a 10-inning game, number 5. And the final score, if you had to give up like the rest of us, was 13-12. Wow. And it was pretty unbelievable. Alex Bregman. Who homered off of Kenley Jansen, did a walk-off homer as the one who won that game. But the Dodgers started out. It really was their game to lose. They were up by four runs, but their pitching fell apart. Clayton Kershaw sort of went back to Clayton Kershaw playoff performance, choking a bit. They had to bring in Kenta Maeda, who kind of screwed it up a little as well. So, you know, it's anybody's game. These teams obviously have the will. The fact that they've had two games go into extra innings in this series, it's been for a wild few games.
It is true. I mean, these teams are both hungry and they both want it. And I mean, it's great. You always want that kind of competition unless, you know, you really want your team to win. Every time the Dodgers lost their lead or looked like it was getting dodgy again, I was like, oh, poor Jennifer, because I always think of you. I'm like, she's screaming
you
at
should.
The TV.
Screaming. And yesterday, you know, and we'll talk, but just on a personal note, yesterday I was my mom's birthday. And so
happy birthday.
Thank you. I'll pass it along. But we did a massage and facial. So, you know, I had the Halloween party on Saturday. Sunday morning, I was cleaning up like crazy. And then we went for our little massage facial combo. And I had the weirdest thing happen. I'm laying on the table, and the woman's, you know, rubbing the cleansers on my face. And she tells me she's going to do the exfoliating peel thing. Mm-hmm. She puts it on my face, and she's complaining. I can feel it just running everywhere. Like, it doesn't feel like it's just dripping everywhere.
Ooh.
And into my mouth. It's like seeping. I have my mouth closed. It's seeping into the corners of my mouth, and my tongue is burning. Like, I mean, because it's acid.
Oh my God.
And she's like, she notices, and she goes, oh, this is terrible. She said, this stuff is so runny. It's so runny. Like, she had never used it before, which was a little problematic.
Uh-huh.
So next thing I know, she's like rubbing around my nose, and it's running into my nostril.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, you have this kind of involuntary.
And right.
I sniffed. And, like, from my nose to my brain and back down my throat was on fire.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How long did she leave it on for?
She had a timer set. And I started, like, coughing. Like, I was having this reaction because it was horrifying.
Right.
So she went out and got me water and, like, the whole thing. But it was, I mean, it was really awful and unbelievable. And so by the time the Dodger game came around, like, my vocal cords had been fried. So I couldn't even scream obscenities at the television when they were blowing their
lead. That's
a quiet night at my house.
And here I thought the whole story was going to be that you had this, like, nice, relaxing spa experience, and then it was ruined by the Dodgers losing.
No.
I
couldn't scream.
Right. It was ruined by a chemical burn in her nostrils. Oh, my God.
I told my dad about it. He's like, you need to go to the doctor. I mean, finally about a half an hour after it happened, like, everything settled down. But
and that's really all, strange. Like, glycolic, right?
It was glycolic acid, yeah. Which I can't imagine is a good idea to sniff it. So it just note out there, kids, if you're getting that facial, you don't want to inhale any of it because it hurts. Over the weekend also, and then I want to hear about your weekend, Victoria and Kara, the Houston Astros had a bit of trouble. One of their players, Yuli Gurriel, was suspended for 5 games, not during the playoffs, not during the World Series, but at the first 5 games of the 2018 season. Don't know if you saw this, but he was sitting on the bench in Game 3 of the World Series, and the Dodgers pitcher Yu Darvish was on the mound. And Yu Darvish had by all accounts, a terrible 2 innings. He was only in the game for 2 innings. He was pitching them, and they were hitting like crazy. And the Astros were taking advantage of this weakness by Yu Darvish. But on the bench, Yuli Gurriel started doing a thing where he's pulling his eyes back to make slant eyes because Yu Darvish is an Asian man, and he was making fun of how this guy looked, making these racist jokes. And no one really said anything about it as the telecast was happening, but after the game, this thing blew up, and Yu Darvish, to his credit, a total class act, actually wrote back to in response to this action by Yuli Gurriel. He said, and I'll quote this now, he said, "No one is perfect. That includes both you and I. What he had done today isn't right, but I believe we should put our effort into learning rather than to accuse him. If we can take something from this that is a giant step for mankind. Since we are living in such a world, wonderful world, let's stay positive and move forward instead of focusing on anger. I'm counting on everyone's big love." Very classy response from Yu Darvish.
Nice. Yeah.
And, of course, the Dodgers went on to win the next game. They said they did it for Yu Darvish. But Major League Baseball had to respond. So 5 games. Do you think this was the appropriate action?
5 games. Wow. That's a lot.
I think it should have been either 1 game during the World Series or it should have been a fine, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised because, I've seen huge brawls break out and they don't even get anything near that. So, I mean, I'm glad that they addressed it. I think it's an issue that is huge. But, yeah, it's kind of funny that it didn't affect the World Series at all.
It's also, I didn't see this happen during the game, but I saw the memes of it, and it was all over where it's just this sort of, like, slow-mo replay. For anyone who doesn't know what a meme is, I'll explain. It's a little video clip of him just sort of quickly doing the eye squint thing and then back again, and it's on a loop. And Lewis, actually, my husband, showed it to me. He said, "Oh, what do you think of this?" And it took me a second. I was like, is that what he's really doing? Like, is he in fourth grade? Like, what? This is just, I don't know. I just thought it was so bizarre and immature. And he also looked like he was in a conversation with someone in the dugout at the time. Like, he wasn't just watching the game. It was a very bizarre thing. It's totally inappropriate. It's totally hurtful. But five games seems like, I mean, it certainly sets a precedent. Don't try this kind of stuff. But again, it's like the hot mic syndrome. Mm-hmm. How do you not know there are cameras on you all the time? These guys should be so used to that.
Yeah, five games seems extreme, but what an idiot now.
He's gonna
bring his team down for something stupid that took all of 5 seconds to do and could have been so easy to avoid.
He looked like a typical, typical guy trying to act cool in front of his friends.
He wants to be the class clown of his team.
Exactly. Yeah,
especially, I guess, Yu Darvish said after the game he had seen that go on. And Yu Darvish, if you watched, he was not able to settle down those first two innings of game number three. He was really wild and all over the place. And so much of baseball is about being in your head. And who knows? Who knows what the impact of this was? So, again, the suspension will take place at the beginning of next season. Let us know what you think. You can follow the show on Twitter at DJV Show, or you can find us on Facebook. Let us know, was this the appropriate action? Should it have been a fine? Should it have been a suspension during the World Series, or is this five-game suspension by Major League Baseball appropriate? And, ladies, this news is just breaking. The latest sexual allegation in Hollywood come out will shock you. We'll have it for you next. It's the DJV Show at 16 past the hour.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee,
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Great gear celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's the DJV Show, 18 minutes past the hour. This story continues to get bigger, more disgusting, and by the minute. Hollywood seems to be churning in on itself, almost imploding with allegations of sexual abuse, sexual misconduct. The latest is directed at Kevin Spacey. Actor Anthony Rapp said that he made a sexual advance on him when he was just 14 years old. Last June, actually, Anthony Rapp settled in at the home of his good friend, Cameron Manheim. You remember her from, what was the show that she was on? The legal show.
Oh, Boston Legal, was it?
No. Anyway, so she was on a great legal show years ago. Cameron Manheim is sitting. They're sitting there at her house, and they're watching the Tony Awards. And he was seeing Kevin Spacey on TV host that show, and he started feeling this sense of dread. He confessed to Cameron Manheim, and now he went public in an interview that he did with BuzzFeed News. He alleged for the first time publicly that in 1986, Spacey befriended him when he was just 14, when they were performing on Broadway together, and he invited Rapp over to his apartment for a party. At the end of the night, he picked Rapp up, placed him on his bed, and climbed up on top of him, making a sexual advance. According to records, Spacey was 26 when this happened, and Rapp, again, was just 14. He's now 46. He told no one about this experience, and he had never spoken to Kevin Spacey since. Now, Kevin Spacey opened up about this long-standing Hollywood rumor when he came out as gay on Sunday night. So he admitted over the weekend that he is a gay man, and this happened as these accusations come out. It doesn't look great for him, guys. What do you think happens here?
You know, he issued a pretty detailed apology, so, yeah. I mean, I think he feels really bad that this happened. I really
and
feel
I think
like
he
it's
acknowledges
genuine.
It, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll continue. We'll go deeper into all of this. It's the DJ V Show at 20 minutes past the hour.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
To get you going, and we're playing Metallica on the DJ V Show. Dougie out in Italy, Victoria, Jen, and Kara holding down the fort. Because there's a benefit concert that is coming together rather quickly, ladies. We've covered extensively on the show the damage from the California wildfires. Northern California just hit massively. I think 8,700-plus structures damaged. People, 50 people just about killed during this. They lost their life. Lots of injuries, lots of damage. People are having to rebuild their entire life. And so on November 9th, there will be an event called Band Together Bay Area, which will benefit those affected by the Northern California wildfires. And it's added some pretty big names to the lineup. Rancid. Dead and Company and Raphael Sadiq will join already announced acts Metallica, Dave Matthews, and rapper G-Eazy on the roster of the show. And this is meant to help the victims of the most destructive fire disaster in California history. The concert will be held at AT&T Park in San Francisco and will be underwritten by sponsors, with 100% of ticket sales going to the Tipping Point Emergency Relief Fund. Now, they're doing something pretty cool, Victoria, with a donation of seats, right? A donation of tickets in the crowd. What's happening?
Well, they said, and I think this is so nice, they said the best seats in the house will be donated to first responders, volunteers, and then some families who've been impacted by the fire. So, and you know, this is, it's so heartbreaking and devastating when you see the images of what California looks like in this section of where these fires just tore right through people's lives. So it's, you know, I think 2017 is going to have to be dubbed the year of the benefit concert.
It seems
right?
Like there have been so many things going on. Natural disasters, fires.
Yeah. We started with Manchester over in England, and then it's just been one benefit concert after another here for all these natural disasters. So, but I think it's great that businesses like Google and Kaiser Permanente, the San Francisco Giants, Live Nation, I mean, a lot of companies in that in the Bay Area are really banding together. They've already raised $6.5 million, and so they're really hoping that the concert will push them over the edge and help some of these people start to rebuild.
And they need all that help they can get. I mean, there's only so much that the government can do and do efficiently. And so these they really do rely on these private donations. So, again, that event happening November the 9th, Band Together, Bay Area to benefit those affected by the Northern California wildfires, 200,000 acres. I mean, just really, really crazy. Tickets range from $49.50 to $199.50, plus fees, of course. Thank you, Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
And they'll donate all the processing fees to the relief effort. So at least you won't just be sending it into that black hole of wherever your ticket fee money goes.
True.
You can find out more information at bandtogetherbayarea.org or at Ticketmaster. Also going on in music news, Janet Jackson back in the focus. And give us the story, Victoria. She's visits her small childhood home, huh, in Gary, Indiana?
Gary, Indiana, yep, where all the birthplace of the Jackson 5 and all the other Jacksons, Janet and her brother Randy, who apparently have remained very, very close throughout her divorce and everything. They live around the corner from each other in London. They went together to visit the little, and I mean little house that the Jacksons all grew up in Gary, Indiana. It's a two-bedroom house, two-bedroom, one-story house, where nine children and Joe and Catherine Jackson lived with their kids. Janet said when she hadn't seen the house in 43 years. She was 8 years old when they left, and she said that it just made her cry seeing how small the house was again.
Well, they don't live in small homes anymore. That Jackson family took off. Good for them. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
Hi, you laugh?
Yes! Medicare is such a maze!
United Healthcare can help!
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in! Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Hitler.
DJ V Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan with me today. Dougie Stephan, not. He is traveling to Italy. It's actually his birthday week, so he's doing a little vacation, which we're happy about. Dougie doesn't take much time off, so well-deserved time off for him. Kara Schillen is making sure that we stay on the straight and narrow. She's doing a great job today. And ladies, it is National Candy Corn Day today. No, don't.
Doug's in the ether somewhere going, I found organic candy corn. It's good for you.
Yes.
it's a vegetable.
He literally said that one day. I don't know if it was on the air or during a break, but he did tell us that. And Kara and I could feel our eyeballs just rolling back.
It's organic. Well, our Dougie loves sugar, that's for sure. But candy corn day, you either love candy corn or you hate it. I don't think anybody's kind of like, eh. When it comes to candy corn, some describe it as waxy and sickeningly sweet, and others just can't seem to get enough of what only comes out during the Halloween and fall season. In the late 1800s, George Reniger of the Wonderol Candy Company created the colorful confection to celebrate the beauty of corn and the deep autumnal.
That's
true.
So. Colors. So we're celebrating the beauty
of
corn.
Of autumn. Well, okay, so by your reaction, you guys really don't like the candy corn?
You know, I used to love it as a kid. When I would go trick-or-treating, I loved candy corn. I could just eat bags of it. And as I've gotten older, I don't really have a sweet tooth anymore. And so now it's just, I look at it, I'm just like, oh,
well, yeah, you
isn't
know,
even any flavor.
Yeah, we did that study a few weeks ago, and we were all shocked and surprised at what candy the kids like the most. And it's because they all like the ones that are pure sugar. So,
yeah.
Like, all the fruity ones and the Nerds and stuff. And they love candy corn, which is always surprising to me in Smarties. But I think they love it because it's pure sugar. And I guess that's why adults don't love it. They need like a little bit more flavor than just sugar flavor.
Mm.
Yeah,
maybe.
It's really weird though, because over the weekend, I've been telling you about, I had a Halloween party, and for Jeff and I are engaged. Jeff's my fiance and his two kids. And so I made them like a little Halloween bag, but I didn't want to do it with all candy. So I did it with like little toys and stuff, but I did buy them like a bag full of small boxes of Nerds that I split up between their bags. But I had some left over, and I didn't want it because I'm not going to eat Nerds. So I put it out for my Halloween party, and I cannot tell you how the adults were like, oh, Nerds, I miss these, and we're going
nerd crazy.
And for me, the reason I think I like candy corn is you get the sweet without the crazy, like, fake fruit flavor. It's just sweet.
Yeah.
And another benefit of it is if you're eating a lot of candy corn, you can't really because it's so sweet. You can eat like two little kernels and you're satisfied because you're like overwhelmed with sweetness, so you eat less.
It's totally true. But I love Nerds, by the way. Like,
really?
All those.
Ooh.
Yes. I don't know why. I'm not like a sugar person, but I know. I love Nerds. I think the packaging was another thing, too, that was so cool. You know, you could have the way that the little openings would slide on either end, and you've got these weird flavor combinations of, like, watermelon and something grape together. So, yeah, Nerds, I would definitely still, I'd be excited about that. So people were into it? As your
totally
candy choice.
Adults were all about Nerds. All right, so National Candy Corn Day, if you like it, go out and celebrate. Might as well, because guess what? On Wednesday, it's all going to be gone. Although they keep that fall mix out, I think, through Thanksgiving. Burger King isn't the only one Burger King isn't the only one celebrating Halloween. You have lots of fast food establishments that are doing spooky takes on drinks and on their meals. I've seen a whole bunch of advertisement. It's watching the World Series. It's the only time I actually get to see commercials. And lots of fast food people in on the mix for Halloween. But Burger King has this scary Halloween promotion. And it's pretty cool. On October 31st, Burger King is holding its first annual Scary Clown Night. What could go wrong? At select locations in Boston, Miami, Los Angeles, Austin, and Salt Lake City, circus enthusiasts dressed up as clowns can visit any participating location on Halloween from 7 p.m. to close to score a free Whopper. But the promotion is limited to the first 500 guests. You have to get to the Burger King early. They're promoting their Scary Clown Night video, and it looks really creepy. Have you guys seen this yet?
Yeah, it is creepy.
I guess it shows like a child biking through the streets at night. A clown dressed in yellow and red creeps up behind him on a tiny bike.
Not okay.
And come as a clown, eat like a king is the tagline for this. But it's really weird. I mean,
I will be staying as far away from every Burger King as
yeah.
I can.
I mean, first of all, there's so many weird things happening. Okay, number one, I get it. The clown in the video is also dressed in red and yellow. Hello, McDonald's. So, like, I get that it's a slam on their competition. But with all of the crazy clown incidents that we've had since, I guess, around this time last year it probably started, you know, where people dressed as clowns were popping up out of the woods and scaring people, and then there were arrests made, and it was a whole big weird thing. So clowns had, like, a moment. And now, to bring it back, I guess because of of It, the movie that has the creepy clown, yeah, too. I just thought that we were done with creepy clowns for a while, and I guess we're not. So,
not so much.
A little disappointed.
I don't know if we want to encourage people to dress up like a clown and, like,
right,
storm your establishment. I mean, it just seems,
right,
like kind of asking for trouble. But in any case, if you feel like living dangerously on Halloween night, the first 500 people to dress like a clown at select Burger Kings will get a free Whopper. So there you have it, if you're feeling adventurous. Now, this is really cool. Starbucks has gotten into this craze of doing, like, the unicorn frappuccino. They're doing all of these themed drinks. So, Victoria, they have a zombie frappuccino now?
They do. It keeps getting, to me, they get more and more elaborate. I have never had
beautiful.
A unicorn. They are gorgeous. And they're Instagram worthy. And I think really that's the reason Starbucks is doing this, because people can't help but put them on Instagram and social media. It's the best advertising ever. Even if it tastes, you know, horrible, it doesn't matter. It looks pretty and it photographs well. I have not had a unicorn frappuccino. Have you?
I have not, no. It seemed that there was mixed reviews on it. People were saying it's either too sweet or too sour. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a big sweet drink person, but,
yeah,
I mean, I admired them from afar because they were, like, purple and pink, and I love that.
I know. They're so pretty. Well, the zombie frappuccino is officially out, and it will be at Starbucks today and tomorrow. It runs through the end of Halloween, and it's, to me, this is kind of a gross mix of things, but it's got the color thing going on again. It has a green base that's made from frappuccino cream infused with a green caramel apple powder.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Weird.
Then it's topped with pink whipped cream and then a mocha drizzle on top of it. The pink whipped cream is supposed to look like brains, because that's what zombies eat. I don't know. There's a lot of flavors going on here. To me, this might just be like take a picture of it of someone else's and save your money.
I wish they would just have like a little shot available. Like you could just,
yeah,
drive through and I could order my Trenta green iced tea with lots of ice and say, and a shot of zombie frappuccino, just so I can say I tried it without,
right,
having to commit to a whole drink filled with green caramel apple powder. Ooh.
And how does green apple go with mocha? I mean, like,
yeah,
that's weird. Yeah.
It's a weird combination. I don't know. That it just seems like it's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Halloween's getting crazier now. It's just so much sugar from everywhere.
And people spend so much money. I mean, it's Christmas and then it's Halloween. People spending money on costumes and decorations. I mean, you can tell that the economy is doing pretty well because even in my neighborhood, which is a mixed bag, let me tell you, there are people that have, I mean, just really extensive Halloween stuff going on. Big displays, big, you know, the big inflatable Frankensteins and lots,
yeah,
of orange lights everywhere. It seems like that's becoming more and more a trend. So,
yeah,
let us know. We'd like to talk with you on social media. If you're dressing up, post a picture. You and the kids going out for trick-or-treating tomorrow night. Put a picture up for us. Let us see it. DJ V Show on Twitter, at DJ V Show, or on Facebook. You can search for us at DJ V Show. I might even have to put up my cat makeup, guys, because over,
yes,
the weekend I was,
absolutely,
a leopard. So we might have to do that.
And give props to your fiance, Jeff, for doing your spots here on your makeup. Yeah, that's impressive.
I told him, because we spent a lot of time on Saturday cleaning up the house and getting the yard ready, and I said, gosh, this is why I love you. You can haul wood and you can draw leopard spots. I mean, it's,
he's
like,
the perfect
amazing
blend of, like, artsy and then manly burly man.
Oh, boy. All right. Some hard news, as they say in the business next. It looks like we could see maybe an indictment in the Robert Mueller investigation today. Today might be the day. We'll have the news for you next. It's a DJ V Show at 44 minutes past the hour.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes.
Oh, hold on.
Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. When a person is facing the difficult challenges that come with advanced illness, their pets can play a critical role in providing comfort in their final moments. Unfortunately, as families deal with the grief of illness and the loss of a loved one, those beloved pets may be overlooked or treated as an afterthought. Pet Peace of Mind is an organization that helps hospice and palliative care patients keep and care for their pets. Dr. Mia Carey, veterinarian and Pet Peace of Mind board member.
For many of us, our pets are like members of the family. In difficult times, a pet can provide the same sense of comfort and calm that a human family member might. When a patient begins hospice or palliative care, it can be challenging to make sure all of their pet's needs are met. Pet Peace of Mind allows patients to make their end-of-life journey gracefully with their loving pets right by their side.
For more information or to make a donation, please visit petpeaceofmind.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I know the big news is National Candy Corn Day. If you watch CNN at all this weekend, and I know there's probably three people that did. I know their ratings are a little slow, but
right.
There are at least three of you that spent some time with CNN this weekend. They were covering, and I know you talked about it when you were visiting your mom, Fancy Nancy, and your dad mm-hmm. over the weekend, Victoria.
Yeah.
That CNN has made this into a huge story, and it is. Believe me, this is a significant story. Robert Mueller is the investigator, former FBI chief, investigator now, who is studying or is supposed to be investigating any links about Russia meddling into our 2016 election. This was originally about the campaign connections between the Trump campaign and Russia, but now has turned into this huge investigation of people's lives far beyond their participation in the 2016 election. And it seems that it's turned to now both parties. Hillary Clinton has somehow found herself in this investigation. The Trump family is involved in this investigation. It is a large scope, and Robert Mueller filed papers to officially get his first indictment in. That happened on Friday. On Monday, we should, today, hear exactly who he is indicting. And, again, I don't want to play the CNN speculation game,
yeah.
but I would be surprised if it wasn't Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort, I think, was a campaign manager of Trump's maybe for, wasn't very long, 2 or 3
yeah,
months.
Yeah, it was pretty
probably.
Short. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they looked at Paul Manafort's entire life, and what it seems there's a lot of interest in, at least according to leaks, and that's a whole other story here, if these leaks should even be happening. But Paul Manafort had some questionable wire transfers and transactions that had not been reported back in 2012. And Paul Manafort already had connections to Russia because he used to do public relations. He was a PR person, essentially, a campaign person for the Russians and in their disagreement with the Ukrainian government. And so this would not be a surprising one, but it will be the first, which is pretty significant in this investigation.
Yeah, I think Paul Manafort was up to his eyeballs in shady behavior, so I'm not surprised, but I don't necessarily think that has to have anything to do with the Trump campaign. I mean, didn't they fire him because of these types of shady connections?
They fired him quickly. He wasn't doing, I don't think he was what they were looking for exactly with the campaign, and yes, mm-hmm. because of his relations that I think they found out about either too late. I mean, all we can do is speculate. The story
right.
is, I think they found out about these connections
yeah.
as they were going on. They probably should have looked into them harder, but this was a brand new campaign that didn't quite probably know all the rules of what you're supposed to do.
Right, yeah.
So the FBI's investigation, it seems to be focused on these companies, offshore companies, linked to Manafort, where he moved $3 million all over the globe between 2012 and 2013. Much of the money came from the United States, and the transactions had not been previously reported. So that drew the attention of federal law enforcement officials. And again, going back to as far 2012, it looks like. And they were trying to decide if he was hiding money from tax authorities or if he was helping the Ukrainian regime get close to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Because, again, he worked for Putin. The
mm-hmm.
Ukraine was trying to get their own independence. And so it was unclear whether or not he was taking money from both sides. But definitely those could be the charges. Again, we speculate, but we will continue to follow exactly what comes out of this significant advancement in the Robert Mueller investigation into Russian collusion. It's 50 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
A Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On the DJV show, Dougie is out enjoying some well-deserved time off. He's traveling around Italy, the lucky guy. We are holding down the fort here. He left the ladies in charge, and I'm loving it. I'm Jennifer Horn. You can follow me on Twitter, at Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan, follow her on Twitter.
At On Air Victoria.
And Kara Schillen, follow her on Twitter.
At C Schillen.
Look at that. Look at you guys. Very good job.
As Doug would say, two L's, two N's.
Two L's, two N's. That's right. All right. Tech news. This is the time when we cover all the stuff, right? And you can follow our hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Tech Talk, for all of these stories. There is already a lot of controversy surrounding the iPhone X. People are spending big money for this, but apparently Apple's not able to fulfill their promises, right?
It's true. There were rumors that the iPhone X, which is the 10-year anniversary special edition iPhone, that's the most expensive one ever. It starts, the cheapest base model is $999. And there were rumors that Apple was having some production issues with not only getting the facial recognition software to work properly, but getting these turning out enough units. And so now, officially, it has been delayed. So pre-orders began on Friday. I was one of them. I pre-ordered. But Apple initially sold out of their first round of shipment within minutes, not surprising. There is now a 5 to 6 week backlog. These phones were promised to be in stores on November 3rd and shipping on November 3rd. Not going to happen. So if you are hoping for one in time for Christmas, keep your fingers crossed, because I suspect there probably will be some more delays. The thing about Apple with this, with the iPhones, they just released the iPhone 8 at the end of September, and those sales were just abominable. I mean, they really went nowhere. People were really,
knew this X was coming, right?
People knew the 10 was coming, and they were really excited about it. And so now people are actually taking a second look at the 8, which has almost all of the same features that the 10 has, with a few minor things, no facial recognition, but still the thumbprint technology. So it might be end up being a boost for the iPhone 8, but for me, I've been waiting for the 10, so I will still hang in there. But you can also go on eBay, and they have them on they have the 10 on eBay right now for $3,500. If you're that
perfect. You gotta have it right now.
Yep.
I don't know how I feel. Like, if I'm due for a new phone in probably the next 6 months, and I'll probably try to get the 10 as well. But the facial recognition it creeps me out a little bit. I mean, they're saying you can grow a mustache, you can get facial hair, you can have lots of changes to your face, and people, it'll still be able to recognize you. That is so creepy.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people, you're not alone, a lot of people are creeped out by this, and they feel like for security reasons and things that they don't love this. Other people I'm on the other end of it, I'm excited about technology, I like to be an early adapter, so I'm kind of into it, but it is really amazing, and they went through so many testings. They worked with Hollywood makeup artists to do disguises to make people look like other people, and the facial recognition software was never fooled. They had identical twins, and it still knew the difference. I mean, it's very, very cool technology. It's something, you know, if you're a techie, it's definitely exciting.
All right, let's talk about people that are techies that are maybe even becoming smartphone zombies. Hawaii had to tell these people to hang loose, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Hawaii is cracking down on the zombies, right?
They are. Hawaii says, hey, you're in paradise. Look up. Look around. And so they passed a law last week that went into effect banning cell phone gazing while you cross the street. This is a no-brainer. I live in New York City, and I literally, every time I'm in my car, I almost hit someone who's a cell phone zombie just wandering across the street when they don't have the walk light, not looking up. And so now, first offenses will have a $35 fine in Hawaii, and then multiple offenses go up to $100 if you are deemed a smartphone zombie in Hawaii.
Wow. You know, I get it, like when you're in Boise, Idaho, but if you're in Maui, I mean, you've got the ocean around you. I mean, come on, people.
Like, yo. You're on a beach and looking at a volcano. Look around. Like, there's some really cool stuff to see in Hawaii.
And it's very sad that we're at the point where we actually have to create a new prevent it. All right, Google having trouble with their smartphone display.
Yes, one of the phones that's really very rarely talked about, especially here, is the Google Pixel 2 XL smartphone. And now, this is a brand new phone that was really, Google's hope was that this was going to take down the iPhone. Not so much, it really didn't. It has a brand new OLED screen, which is also what the new iPhone has. However, and this could be a problem for Apple down the road, Google is now upping their warranty from 12 months to 2 years, because a lot of the screens, the display, is having a burn of image. So people are flipping through, navigating onto another screen, and an image from this previous screen is still burned in. Not good.
Wow. Not what you pay for. All right.
No.
Tech Talk News. Thank you, Victoria. Follow us. Hashtag Tech Talk at DJV Show on Twitter. It's 59 past the hour.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.